Uber chases delivery hero, Zoom's anthropic bet pays off, and yields complicate the rally. Uber is reportedly considering raising its acquisition bid for delivery hero above the already rejected offer of 38 euros per share. Delivery Hero's shares surged to an 18-month high on speculation that a sweetened proposal is coming, with investors signaling they believe consolidation in global food delivery is both inevitable and value-creating. For Uber, acquiring Delivery Hero would provide established operations across European and emerging markets, where building organic presence would take years and cost substantially more than an acquisition premium. Zoom's early investment in Anthropic has grown to a valuation of $1.27 billion, validating a strategic bet made before Anthropic became widely recognized as a leading competitor to OpenAI. The return reflects not only financial gain but the speed at which AI company valuations are evolving. Anthropic has moved from technical community recognition to enterprise-scale revenue streams in a compressed timeframe that illustrates both the opportunity and the risk in AI investing. Snowflake's first quarter earnings report, due Wednesday, is attracting significant attention as investors evaluate companies not only on traditional growth and margin metrics, but on how effectively they are positioning themselves as foundational platforms for AI deployment. The broader market backdrop is supportive but complicated. Bond yields are falling on hopes of a U.S.-Iran deal, yet Bank of America strategists are already cautioning that fiscal policy, characterized as the elephant in the room, could keep yields structurally elevated even if geopolitical tensions ease and oil prices normalize. The passing of Toshifumi Suzuki at 93 offered a moment of reflection on a contrasting era of corporate strategy. Suzuki transformed 7-Eleven into a global empire through patient, decades-long international expansion and the systematic integration of technology with convenience retail. A model of durable competitive advantage that stands in sharp contrast to the rapid, acquisition-driven growth now defining technology sectors. Japanese stock market surged to record highs on hopes of ending the U.S.-Iran conflict, a reminder that traditional manufacturing supply chains, including Toyota's, which has cut 83,000 vehicles from overseas production, remain acutely sensitive to geopolitical conditions thousands of miles from the factory floor.